Blog Talk Radio.
My check.
Yeah. We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. They're gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it. I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David by the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we deal the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance and healing. I got that word. I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking. I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan. He's the mastermind. He told me it's my time. And then he gave me mine. Man,
your spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet.
You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
Your
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like David by the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say rep in Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.
Amen, amen, amen. You know what it is. It's out of the mouth of God Ministries. We're going to get started in just a second. Right now, we're going to hit you with the heaven and hell. Praise God on today.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Some niggas go to college. Some niggas go to jail.
See
it. Make it into heaven. Ooh, some make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm gonna kill this track though. Things we do. Yeah, just amazing.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying.
Hey, listen to me. Yeah. Choices turn to decisions. Uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Uh-huh. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Yeah. Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Listen.
Yeah.
Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house like what you talking about. It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah.
But nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah.
Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down for 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
technical difficulties this morning. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We're going to get started in just a second. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. We're going to get started in just a minute. Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, yo.
I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary.
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yo.
You think Elder just extra. You think I do the most.
Uh-huh.
You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they think.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I'm trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Yeah.
Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers don't have it for the low.
Listen,
God with me.
Say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me.
Or
rather D.O.D. Because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I'm trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear. Don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen, amen, amen. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. We are live. Bless the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for everybody that called in today, everybody who has tuned in today. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Bless the name of the Lord, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Praise God. And we got Apostle Elder Nate Curry. Praise God. We'll be joining us, amen, pretty soon with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we go any further, hallelujah, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before your throne of grace today, and we want to tell you thank you. Lord, we want to thank you for our life, our health, our strength, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, simply for the ability to come here and gather together in your name. We thank you for your promise that you said when two or more come together in your name, that you will be in the midst, you will be in the middle. And we simply ask, Lord, that you honor your promise and be in the middle of this today. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you take control, hallelujah, of the conversation, that you lead us and guide us in the way that you want us to go, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your, hallelujah, word, Lord, your, hallelujah, wisdom, Lord, your revelation knowledge on today. Our ears are open and our hearts are receptive, and we are ready, hallelujah, to receive what you have to offer us today, Lord. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. Hallelujah, Lord, and we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On today, once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Amen. Well, sorry. Amen for the late start. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God is a good God. Hallelujah. All the time. Praise God. Amen. And the devil, amen, can't stop nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever God got going, hallelujah. What did he say? The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Amen. This is out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Ministries. Amen. We have a special service. Hallelujah on today. Amen. Praise God. My brother in Christ called me and he said, amen. He wanted to, amen, get us together. Amen. And talk about, amen, the spirit that's going on in our country today, this spirit of division. Hallelujah, praise God, this spirit, amen, that's keeping us fighting against each other, praise God, hallelujah, this spirit of racism, amen, that's keeping us divided by the color, amen, of our skin, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Do you not see what the enemy is doing in this day and time, praise God? Hallelujah, amen. One little racist, hallelujah, person, amen, has went and committed a crime, amen, has taken the lives of 10, hallelujah, black people, praise God, amen. And now, hallelujah, it's been an uproar in the country. Now it's white against black. White people ain't saying nothing about it, don't want to talk about it. Black people want to get their guns and start shooting, praise God. It's a spirit of division. Hallelujah, praise God, because as long as the devil keeps us fighting each other, hallelujah, that's all he wants to do. Hallelujah, is keep us fighting each other so we can stay divided, because like Jesus said, a house divided cannot stand. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. So we sent out the call, praise God. Some people came, some people didn't, praise God. Maybe they'll listen, we don't know. Hallelujah, amen, but we're going to move forward. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle, are you able to talk? Praise God.
Yes, man. God, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. All right. We're going to go ahead and turn it over into the hands of the man of God at this time. Praise God.
Amen. Come on, somebody, and give God a praise. Amen. Come on and give God, amen, worship right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, magnify the name of the Lord. Glory to God. He is worthy to be praised. You know, one of the ways that we fight in the spirit realm is through praise. The enemy don't know what to do with our praise.
Amen.
Our praise. Amen. Praise the Lord, daughter. Amen. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Amen. The enemy don't know what to do with our praise. Our praise is a weapon of warfare. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When you learn that your praise has more power than you think, that's why the enemy tries to stop us from praising God, because he knows when we praise God, we bring God into the situation. Come on here, somebody. Your praise bring God in the situation. He says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Come on here, somebody. How many know that can't nobody praise God like us? Come on here, somebody. They can imitate us, but they can't duplicate us. Come on here, somebody. God is looking for some real praise. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And how many of you know that when you know God in a real way, that your praise is going to say something? Come on here, somebody. Why you think David was known for his praise? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. David did most of his fighting, and then 90% of his fighting came through his praise. Come on here, somebody. And then we look at David, but when you really look at David, David was a praiser. And we should be like David. Come on here, somebody. And say, Lord, I will bless you at all times. Come on here, somebody. Your praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody magnify the name of the Lord right now. Somebody just begin to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Things may not be like I want them. Things may not be how I designed it to be, but God, I thank you anyhow. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. I praise you anyhow. Come on here, somebody. They lying on me, backbiting on me. Glory to God, they're trying to do everything they can, but Lord, I praise you in the midst of everything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that your praise is not based upon your situation? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We're not going to let our situation dictate to us, amen, the praises that go up to our God. How many know that he's good anyhow? Come on here, somebody. He's good even when I can't see no goodness. Amen. David said, I would have fainted had not I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody give your God a praise. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to speak this morning. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Amen. I want to speak this morning about warfare. How many know this morning that we are at war?
Amen.
We are at war, child of God. And how many know when you're at war that your personality, that your mind, your spirit, your heart is different? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
You got to be more alert, on alert. Why? Because you have an enemy that's trying to destroy you. How many know that our warfare is real? I want to put this in your spirit, child of God. I want to put this in your spirit. How many know you got to know your enemy?
Amen.
Oh, speak Holy Ghost. If you're in a war, you got to know who you're fighting against. You can't fight if you don't know your enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. Yes, Lord.
All right.
Because what will happen is that you'll fight the wrong one. Come on here, somebody. When you're in a war can only exist when there's good and evil. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
And in this hour, child of God, we got to know our enemy. How many know that the more you know your enemy, the more you'll know yourself? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You got to know who it is that's fighting against you and why are they fighting against you. I want you to put that in your spirit. I got to know who's fighting against me and why are they fighting against me. And how many of there's different degrees of warfare? You got to be mentally ready for war. Oh, somebody write this down. I need somebody to write this down. You got to be mentally ready for war. physically ready for war, spiritually ready for war. Did everybody get that?
Mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Come on, man of God. If I'm mentally ready, that means the devil can't tear me down. Come on, hear somebody. Because where do the enemy fight? In the mind.
Amen.
So people talk about I'm ready for war, but if you ain't mentally ready, you ain't ready. Come on, hear somebody. And you have to have the right mind. That's why Yeshua said, let this mind be in you, which is also in me. Come on, hear somebody. So if we don't give our mind to God, then we're not ready for the devil. Come on, hear somebody. Because the mental capacity of us giving our mind to Yahshua allows the world to have dominion over us. Come on, hear somebody. So I got to be mentally ready. That means I got to get rid of my mindset, my old worldly mindset, because the worldly mindset belongs to the devil. Come on, hear somebody. I say he's saying I'm fighting a good fight of faith, and my mind ain't right. Come on, Ayabo.
Come on, preacher.
Woof. I got to keep my mind right.
Yeah.
So when the enemy try to fight me in my mind through thoughts and imaginations, I'm able to cast them down. Come on, hear somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
When you can't cast your thoughts and your imaginations down, that means the enemy got a stronghold in your mind. Come on, hear somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And we at the place that we can't afford in this fight to not have the right mindset. Come on, his wife. But see, the wrong mindset comes when I don't recognize my enemy. Amen. The wrong mindset comes when I'm fighting the wrong person. Come on. Because the weapons of my warfare are not war. Carnal. Come on, here, somebody.
That's right.
You got to recognize who the devil using. Come on, here, somebody.
All right.
We can't continue to let things pass and say, oh, you know, he was just having a bad day. No, that was a demon. Come on, hear somebody.
Come on now.
Right, come on.
We all have a bad day, but we don't all get our gun and go drive 2 hours, amen, to look for somebody to kill. That's a demon. That's a murdering demon.
That's right. That's a demon. That's right. A murdering demon.
How many of you know that no matter how your enemy come, amen, if he come smiling, if he come profiling, however he come at you, he's still an enemy. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. Yes, he is.
What old folks say, a rose by any other name is still a rose. Come on, here, somebody. And it still got thorns in it. And it'll still stick you if you touch it. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We at war.
Out of my side.
We at war. And we can't be deceived because we've been programmed to believe that our enemy love us. We've been programmed to believe that our enemy has our best interest at heart. Hallelujah. But Yahshua said, I've awakened my true people. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you like a T.I. is. And some folks might get mad, but when you get mad, think about what I'm saying.
Come on now.
We've been lied to. We've been tricked. We've been hoodwinked by our enemy, and we still believe in the lie. Let me call it the white lie. Since we've been programmed to believe ain't nothing wrong with a little white lie. No, it's a lot wrong with it. Because the white lie has turned into a big white lie, and too many of us is believing the lie.
Mm-hmm.
How can we believe a people that have lied to us about everything? And have taken everything from us but our dignity. And some of us have even gained them back. Come on here, somebody. When a people take your name, your language, your country, your finances, they turn around and take away your relationship with God through Christianity. If Christianity, let me just put that out here because we need to really recognize who and what we're fighting against. Paul said that I start fighting against the wind. Hallelujah. I'm punching the air. Glory to God. When I don't really recognize my real enemy. If they taken all of this from us. Now notice that the Bible said that the thief cometh not. The thief cometh not. But for to steal, kill, and destroy. I don't know about you, beloved, but what people do you know that have stolen, that have killed, and that have destroyed more people than the Europeans? And have not repented for what he's done, but continuously to do it because he wants to conquer everything. You talk about us stealing, but who have stolen more than you? But how many of you know that God has a judgment day for everybody? Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody this morning. God has a judgment day for everybody. And how many of you know that everybody has to give an account for when they have touched innocent blood? This morning, I want to reach out to us as African people. Notice I didn't say African American. I said African people. Notice I didn't say people of color, because a color can be any color. We need to stop allowing people to call us anything. We are God's chosen people. We are the Kemetic Jews that came out of Canaan. Our ancestors was kings and queens, but we haven't been treated like kings or queens since we've been brought here. But you know what really enslaved us, child of God? Is that they were able to disconnect us from nature. When they disconnected us from nature, they disconnected us from the Yahshua of nature. From the God of nature that created everything. Let me give you something else to think on, child of God. Why do you think in Genesis the first thing God begins with is what? Nature. And why you think they try to keep us out of nature? Because they don't want us to get close to God again. They don't want us to reconnect with our natural selves. Come on here, somebody. How many know that our enemy hate anything that's natural?
Amen.
So if they hate anything that's natural, why you think they hate us? Ooh, I wish somebody would get it. We trying to be like them, and they want to be natural like us, but they can't because nature does not accept them. Let me help us this morning. Three things our enemy hates. I sure hope y'all taking this down. Three things our enemy hates. Are you ready for this? He hate black love. He hate black power. And he hate black unity. Why you think they don't want us to unify? Why you think they don't want us to come together? But God is calling us to come together. How many know that when God called a meeting, can't nobody stop it? Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. When God called a meeting, can't nobody stop it. Somebody give God a praise right there. We need to thank God for this meeting because how many know that only God can call a meeting that can't nobody stop? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I want you to go right quickly in the Word of God. We're going to look at some powerful weapons of warfare. Weapons of warfare this morning in the Word. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Woo! Child of God, can you feel it? God said, I'm getting you ready. If I be a true prophet of God, something is getting ready to hit real soon. And only those of us who are mentally, physically, and spiritually prepared is going to be able to stand. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to begin with verse 3. Is everybody there? If you're there, shout amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads. Before I read the word, let me say a quick prayer to our Father. Father, we thank you and we give you praise this morning. Lord, speak as only you can. The ministry is called out of your mouth ministries, oh Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Lord, we need this word in order to live. We can't live without you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you said the entrance of your word giveth light, Lord. We thank you, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless us this morning, God. And we will give your name all the praise, glory, and the honor. You said, Lord, that you sent your word and you healed us. You said, oh God, that your word will not return unto you void. So we bless you this morning. We thank you for your anointed word. We thank you for your Logos word. We thank you for your Rhema word. We thank you that the word became flesh and it dwelled among us. So we said, oh God, that I both said to. Raise us up, God, as only you can, hallelujah. Because we know, Lord, that your word cannot fail. You said heaven and earth would fade away before one jot or tittle of your word would fail. We thank you that it will shine by you. Hallelujah. You said it's not by might, Lord, but by power, but by your spirit. So by your spirit, oh God, by your anointing, O God, have your way. Let your will be done. Let your will be done in earth, in us, as it is in heaven. And we bless your name. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody bless his name. Somebody give him the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. How many know this is serious right here? God ain't calling for everybody. God is calling for the elect. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. How many know that Gideon had 30,000, but after God finished, he only had what? 300.
300, that's right.
He said, you got too many, son. They're not all going to fight with you. He said, they're with you, but they're not really with you. Mm-hmm. I wish I could talk to somebody. Everybody ain't ready. See, a lot of people is talking, but they ain't ready mentally. They're not ready spiritually.
Come on, Bishop.
God had to separate those who will really fight from those who just looking at the fight. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
And God didn't want it, the glory to go to the number of people. He wanted the glory to go to him. He said, no, you got too many. I can't get the glory like that. Come on here, somebody. How many know sometimes God will eliminate people from around you because he knows that they ain't really with you in spirit. They're not really with you mentally. They just with you to be with you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God said, I got to give you some real fighters. Come on here, somebody. Somebody that's a real fighter.
Real fighter.
How many of you know that everything you've been through has put you in the position for God to use you like he's finna use you? You ain't been through all the hell you've been through. You ain't been through everything you've been through for nothing. God says, I was building you for mortal combat. I was building you for war. I've been building you because you getting ready to take down some stuff that nobody else can be able to take down. Come on here, somebody. Lord, why you allow me to go through all the hell I've been through? Lord, why you allow me to go through this, Lord, and nobody else went through it? God says, I was building you for war. Why you allow me to be lied on and ostracized? Why you allow me to lose my mind? Lord, why you allow things to happen to me that I don't even understand, Lord? Why did you allow? God says, I was building you for warfare. Come on here, somebody. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. You can't fight if you ain't been through nothing. How many of your God ain't got no coward soldiers? Come on here, somebody. When people threw you away, God said, I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to put your feet on solid ground and show them that you got to be careful what you throw away. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody this morning, say, God do recycling too. Come on here, somebody. God is into recycling too. Come on here, somebody. And tell somebody online this morning, you valuable to God. If you ain't valuable to nobody else, you are valuable to God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to start at verse 3. And the word of the living God reads, he says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Oof. I want y'all to meditate on that. Hallelujah. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. I believe one time they said we are in the world, but we are not what? Of the world? Yeah, we're in it, but we're not what? Of it. That's why Yeshua says, separate yourself. Come out from among them and what? Be ye separate, saith the Lord. See, people want to fight, but they won't separate themselves from the world. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God said, if you want to fight for me, you can't be looking like the world, acting like the world. Come on. You got to separate. Come out from among them. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, God is calling you out. God is calling you out. And how many know when God called you out that you better come out? Come on here, somebody. You can stay in, but it's going to be dangerous for you. Why? Because the warfare. Tell somebody, say, when he called you out, you better come. Come on, it's like, you better come out of this, son. Don't pray. You better come out. Hallelujah. Because when God calls you, it ain't like no other call. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's like no other call. And how many know God ain't going to keep calling you and calling you? God has a time frame for when he'll call you. And then y'all has a time frame for when he won't say nothing else to you. Come on, y'all by Sunday. Woo! Oh, God, hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm glad I answered the call. Come on here, somebody. I'm glad I answered the call. Come on here, somebody. Because you don't want to be on the opposite side of God. You don't want to be on God's wrath side. You don't want to be on God's angry side. You want to be riding with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Because see, the world use carnal things. They use guns and what. And see me, beloved, sometimes, oh, I might get some feedback from this. Sometimes you might have to pick up what you need to protect yourself. But the first line of defense is what? Prayer. Come on here, somebody. The first line of defense is love. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that the enemy can't fight against love? He can't fight against prayer. And most of all, he can't fight against what? The Word. Come on here, somebody. And then it says in verse 4, he said, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. Come on here, somebody. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Let me tell you, the only thing that can demolish strongholds is prayer, worship, and praise. Come on here, somebody. Three lives you got to have when you fighting. You got to have a prayer life, you got to have a worship life, and you got to have a praise life. Because these are our lines of defense. Come on here, somebody. Are you still with me this morning?
Amen.
Now, he says, they have power to demolish strongholds. Now, a stronghold is any demon that is holding you strong where you can't break away from the power of it. Did y'all catch that? A stronghold is a demon that's holding someone strong and they can't break the power of the demon. They're trying to get away, but they can't because the demon is overpowering them. And so now the demon has become what? A stronghold. Lord have mercy. Somebody give God a praise. I want to talk about three things concerning us, child of God, and I believe it's going to be a real blessing. I want to talk about the spirit of Willie Lynch. Who was Willie Lynch? They got Willie Lynch from the Caribbean. He was a white man they had got from the Caribbean who had already mastered the system of division. He said, I'm going to show you a better way of how to control the slaves. I'm going to show you a better way of how to keep them slaves for a longer time. Can y'all hear me? This man came here to America and showed the whites here in America how to control us mentally. I want you to write down three things, child of God. I want you to write down slave. And we're going to look at the meaning of all three of these. Slave, slave maker, and slave master. Are y'all still with me this morning? And he said, if you want this right, it'll last for over 400 years. Until somebody come along and break it psychologically off the minds of the people. He said, but when they do, get ready for war. How many know that freedom has come for us, child of God? Freedom has come for us. But some of us don't want freedom. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. Some of us don't want it. Because we don't feel like we deserve it. Come on, But how many of you know that who the Son set free is free indeed? I wish somebody would shout right there. Glory to God. I want to look at the definition of a slave. And it says a slave is a person under the manipulation of physical confines of another brought about by brute force or carefully skilled trickery or deceit. Let me go back into that slave again. A slave is a person under the manipulation. I mean, you know that manipulation means mind control. Or physical confines of another. So that's why they put the chains on. To physically confine us. By brute force. Brute force has to do with police brutality. Brute force or carefully skilled trickery or deceit. The right lie that we continue to believe because we ain't received the truth about who we are. And so now God is saying, now it's time for you to be free. Somebody said free.
Free.
So now let's look at the slave maker. Are y'all ready for the slave maker?
Yes,
the
sir.
Slave maker can be defined as a person who uses the barbaric tactics of torture, fear, beating, and murder by example alone to obtain control. Come on here, somebody. So in other words, they would take somebody out of the crowd or out of, and they would make an example of them by beating them in front of the other people to bring fear in them. Slave maker.
That's what they did. Come on now.
And so one of the institutes, or one of the institutions of the slave maker, is prison or jail. Jail is designed to mentally put you in a state to where you are now feeling like you are animalistic and no longer human. Notice what it said. It said barbaric tactics of torture, fear, beating, and murder by example alone to obtain what? Control. How many of all of this is about what? Control. Because it's another way of them what? Controlling us. Jail is not defined to make us better. Jail was built to turn us into animals so that we would not look at ourselves as what? Human. Come on here, somebody. And how many know there's more of us in there than them? Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody this morning. Amen. That's one of their weapons against us. And then you have the slave master. Wait a minute. Let me go back to slave maker. I talked about the prison. But another institution that they use for this, it's the military. The military is designed to break you down and rebuild you so they can control you and tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said slave maker.
Slave maker.
Then now when you come out of there, you're no longer the same. You're not thinking for you. They thinking for you. And they make sure they brand you to make sure that you never forget you will always belong to what? Us.
Them.
We can call you anytime there's a war. We can call you because we never freed you. Lord have mercy. The next institution I want to talk about is church. Oh, somebody going to get mad at me this morning. But I pray for you get mad. Look it up. The church is the institution that they use to enslave us spiritually. The government control that. How do they control that? Through the 501c3. Because once they link the pastor up with the 501c3, he is no longer in charge. The government runs that church. How do you think when the virus hit, they was able to tell everybody, shut down? And they all shut down. except for those who were bold enough to do what God said. Thank you, Lord. Why? Because they fund everything. They, every money that come in, they fund that. So they have what? Authority over that church, over that ministry. But how many know that God got ministries that he's over and that he's controlling? Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And so secondly, we will see the slave master. The slave master is a person who has studied the spirit, soul, and psychology on the subject in order to master the internal operation principles that actually make the person tick. Y'all ain't. Don't you know that we got Europeans that have studied us? They made it their job to study us.
Facts.
So when we go to the psychologist, we go to what is known as a shrink, that person get inside of our head. Come on here, somebody. They get inside of our brain. Come on here, somebody. And then they master the internal operating principles that actually make us tick. So they know us to a degree that they studied us so much that they actually know how we function. That's why it ain't good for us to go to them. We should go to God. Come on here, somebody. If we got anything wrong, let's go to the Creator that created us, because he knows more about us than any human being. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And then, I want to show you how wicked this thing is, y'all. I want to show you how wicked it really is. They give you degrees for allowing you to mess them up. When we allow you to come in our college, because we are slave masters, we're going to, and notice the highest is what? Your masters. Why? Because now you've allowed us to master you. Yeah. I'm going to give you a certificate. My appreciation is I'm going to give you a certificate to show you how much I appreciate you for letting me mess you up mentally. Now, I don't have to do nothing because I'm inside your head, and we wondering why we feel like we feel, why we going through depression, why we can't get out of this, why we can't get out of that. Why? Because we got a devil in our head. Let me help you further, child of God. School was never designed to educate you. School was designed to train us. To train us on how to work in the new world order system that they have. Technology is about the new world order.
Yep.
And you and I cannot fight as long as we're in their order. Tell somebody, say, you got to break away, Nate.
You got to break away.
If you don't, you won't be able to fight. When you become educated, child of God, then you have a knowledge of self. How many know they don't want that for us? If you allow somebody to train you, neighbor, you can only go as far as they allow you to go. You can't go over them Why? Because they trained you, and so now they have a certain way of control over you. But God is saying this is the hour that he's calling us together. Why? Because God is getting ready to show us how to unify. I'm gonna close it for right now with this one. Because Yahshua put it in my spirit. I want you to go to John 17. Our enemy hate unity. He hate unity because he can't stop it. I want you to go to John 17, beginning with verse 1. Is everybody there? That's why the enemy can't stop this. John 17, verse 1. It says, and after Yahshua said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed. And he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you have granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those who are given him. That you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you. Come on here, somebody. The eternal life is in knowing him. But he said, Father, you've given me these people and you put them in my hand. He was talking about the disciples and everybody that is called by his name. Come on here, somebody. That they know you, the only true God, and Yahshua the Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you have gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you in the world, that I had with you before the world began. He said, I have received you to those whom you gave me out of the world, out of the world. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. I have revealed you. See, the enemy don't want God to be revealed. He don't want the truth to be revealed. Come on here, somebody. See, how you know you got real truth? Because truth revealed things to you. How many know that word reveal means to uncover? God said it's time to take the covers off. Woo! I got one more thing to drop on you, child of God. How many know that war has been declared on Africa?
Amen.
War has been declared on Africa. War has been declared on us. Oh, y'all got to hear me today, child of God. War has been declared on Africa, and war has been declared on you and me. The killing of those 10 people was because war has been declared on us.
Amen.
Child of God, they are raising their children to be a weapon of warfare against us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As soon as their children can walk and talk, they are teaching them to kill us. How do you think that came? That was a sacrifice, child of God. I don't care what nobody say. That was a blood sacrifice. That young man going in there and doing that was possessed by the devil. Amen. The young man had nigger on his gun. His parents said they don't know how he got. Yes, you do, because racism has to be taught. It ain't just something that a child pick up. It has to be taught.
Yeah.
Hatred and stuff. Yeah.
Hatred of another people has to be taught, has to be put in a child. A child come here not knowing how to hate. They have to be
line muted.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
That's right.
So my word to us this morning, we got to unify, child of God. Those of us who can, those of us who are not messed up mentally, physically, spiritually, a lot of us is messed up, child of God. A lot of us ain't going to make it.
Yep, that's true. That's so true.
I got to be truthful with us in the meeting this morning. A lot of us ain't going to make it. Just because they black on the outside don't mean that they black on the inside. Come on.
Come on now. Come on now.
Being black don't make you black. You have to be black in your soul. You got to have soul. You got to be black in your heart. That's where the blackness counts. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You still thinking you are African-American.
Yeah.
While we're in the meeting, child, I want you to really watch out for certain people. If they tell me they're African-American, watch out. They're not one of us. You can't be African and American at the same time. American means to be anti-black. So you got to be against yourself in order to be African-American. That means that
right.
You European now.
That's so true.
You can't stand nothing that's black. You hate me because I'm black. No, you hate yourself. Because you're not really who you are on the inside. You just got the blackness on the outside.
Yeah.
I might not have no more friends after this. But Yahshua is our friend. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. I got to tell you the truth. I want you to love me, but I don't want you to love me if I got to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Glory to God.
All right.
Yep. Say the truth to set you free.
That part, prophetess, that part, we need the truth. We don't need no more lies. Come on here, somebody.
You come out of
I feel like
head.
That, you remember that movie, Durango, when he was at the dinner table? And when he had found out that they had come for his wife?
Uh-huh.
He said it'd been a whole lot of lies about this dinner table. But ain't finna be no more lies tonight. I'm telling you, it's been a whole lot of lies.
Yeah,
and I'm speaking this to the government. It's been a whole lot of lies you've been telling us around this dinner table. It's been a whole lot of lies being sugar-coated. It's been a whole lot of untruths.
Yes, Lord. Because
You didn't think we were smart enough to know nothing.
Come on now.
But God speaks to us. Just like the devil speaks to you, God speaks to us. And our God is saying, no more lies.
No more lies. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Lord.
At the dinner table. No more lies. At the dinner table. Let's tell the truth.
Shame the devil.
You know, child of God, Biden right now is looking, amen, to increase and give money to the homosexuals.
Come on now.
He's trying to make sure that they have power. That's why the gays is supporting him. That's why LBG. He is so strong right now. Y'all got money for them, but y'all don't have no money for us?
Come on now.
You can send Ukraine 4.8 million, but you don't have no money for us?
They did send them that. I was reading that today.
Y'all say y'all ain't got no money. But it's mighty funny when it's something that y'all want to do, y'all got money for it. But y'all, I want to say something, though. It's partly our fault, because we have allowed them to do this to us.
Uh-oh.
We allowed them. Notice, they can't do that to the Mexicans, because the Mexicans ain't going to go for it. They're going to start a riot. They're going to do something to let them know they're dissatisfied. When are we going to do something to let them know we are dissatisfied?
Bishop, is that because we took our focus off of God?
Yes, prophetess. Amen. We got to understand. We can't continue to look for a handout. We got enough resources if we put our resources together.
Yeah, we better take all that money and invest it in some gold and silver, because money turns going to run out.
Come on, prophetess. We can do this, y'all.
About it.
God is on our side. We can do this.
Yes, Lord.
We got to get the Willie Lynch out of our spirit. We got to get the Willie Lynch out of our mindset.
That's right. That's
so true. So we still got that thinking in our mindset. We got to get out of that, because God says if you get that out, amen, you'll be able to do something against your enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Gotcha.
Yes. Come on now.
We got to realize that we have a common enemy.
Wake up, people.
Somebody said common enemy.
Common enemy.
And he don't care if you light skin or if you dark skin.
No, he don't.
At the end of the day, he still look at you as what? An enemy. Because you ain't pure light. I don't care. You can be as light as you want to be. But there's only so many doors that your enemy will let you in before he lets you know you are still not one of us.
Yes.
And you can look at your dark-skinned brother and think you better, and God will show you through your enemy that you just like us. You just ain't faced the door yet. Nigga, wake-up call. The nigga wake-up call comes when you think that you've graduated to be like them. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost.
Wow. My God.
And then your feelings get hurt, and then you all on the sad side because you thought you was going to get in. Why would you want to get into something that glorified the devil? Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
The Bible says, amen, that we've got to be mindful of our soul. What would a man give in exchange for his what? Soul. Come on here, somebody.
For his soul, wow.
What would it profit a man if he gained the world and lose his soul? Notice how the world keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
People crying about Ukraine, but do you know that they have the highest ratio against killing blacks? Come on here, somebody.
That's right. That's right. Yes, they did. My God.
God has a way of judging people. Oh, yeah, I speak that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'll put that in the atmosphere. God said, put this in the atmosphere. And, child, God, I want you to hold on to it, because the Bible says you'll know a true prophet by what they say come to pass. God going to judge everybody that has been mean, bad to us, that has mistreated us, that has killed us. God is ready to judge every nation that rose up against us. If I be a true prophet, watch what I say come to pass.
Yes, he is.
God is tired of us being mistreated. He's tired of us being done the way we're done. God is saying, I'm going to do something.
Come on, preacher.
People looking to the wrong house. The White House can't do nothing for you. Why? Because that house is in division. The Bible says a house that is divided against itself can't stand. How can they help you? They can even help themselves. The virus is about to take them out. You ain't hearing what I'm saying this morning. Hallelujah. God is saying you better come together. This is the time to unite. Come on, somebody. God is saying this is the time to unify.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Stop looking to the master. You ain't got no master no more. The only master you got is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He is the real master. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
You better preach.
He is our master. Come on here, somebody. And if you got the other master, you in danger of being eliminated.
Come on now.
That master can't save you. That master can't even save himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Okay.
If you was really in prayer, God would have told you, don't get no vaccine. Don't get vaccinated.
That's
why? Because
right,
you plugged in now.
That's a lot of shit, yeah.
You wonder why you're getting sick as a dog. You wonder why, amen, you got all these symptoms. Why? Because you got a virus inside of you. And this ain't no regular virus.
Nope.
This is a virus that is connected to the microchip.
Ooh, that's right. Yes, it is.
And the virus is so all of that. Why you got to keep getting viruses? Why you got to keep getting shots? Why wasn't the first one enough? Why wasn't the second one enough? Why wasn't the third one? Double quote, tada ba thunder.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
I'm still waiting on somebody to show me in the Bible where God used a vaccine to heal anybody. You can't show me because it's not in there. Come on here, somebody. But he did say, I sent my word and I healed you. Hallelujah. He said, I am the God that healed the thing. Come on here, somebody. You ain't going to believe God at his word.
He said, if you sick, call on the elders of the church. He didn't say call on
the elders. Let them pray for you. Let them take all. Hallelujah. And pray for you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
But the elders can't pray some of them because they done took the vaccine. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
They done took the
vaccine.
That is so true. They don't believe God's word.
They can't pray for you because they plugged in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
They need somebody to pray for them.
That's right.
It's sad, beloved.
They ain't hearing from God because they don't want to hear from the prophet. They don't want the prophet around.
Come on, prophetess. Hallelujah. God ain't never been without a speaker. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
When he called Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I called you from your mother's womb, and I ordained you in the womb to be a prophet to the world. Nations. He's the same God that called Ezekiel. He's the same God that called Isaiah. And he's the same God that called us. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. They was plotting to
God is real, y'all.
Yes, he is, Bishop.
And the war is real.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me about Biden. He said Biden has the spirit of Saul on him. Remember, Saul was anointed for what? For people. Not for God, for the people. God wasn't even talking to him. God was talking to Samuel. And Samuel became Saul's God. Come on here, somebody. Because he was never called for God. He was called for the people. because the people wanted to be like everybody else. They no longer wanted to serve God, so God gave them what they wanted.
They wanted a king.
He gave them what they thought they wanted. But then Samuel said, when you get this one, we're going to put your children in captivity. They're going to be in bondage. America thank all is well, but her children getting ready to go into bondage. Come on here, somebody. And anybody gonna be able to get them out but God. But God ain't gonna get them out. God says, I'm gonna give you what you want. Since you don't want me, I'm gonna give you the devil on a platter. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
You done took me out of everything. You don't want me in none of your affairs. So because of that, amen, I don't want you. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know it's a bad thing when God don't want you? Come on here, somebody. You all about you don't want God, but what happens when God don't want you?
Wow.
When God don't answer your prayers no more, when God no longer allow you to call on his name no more, what happens, child of God? God is saying that's why I'm calling y'all together. He said, if my people that are called, if my people, come on here, somebody. How many of everybody don't belong to God?
That's right.
Somebody need to give God praise just because we belong to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that I belong to you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know what the Bible said? Call upon the Lord while he is near.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That word while gives us a time frame. It means at the time of. Come on here, somebody. So God is saying, call on me. Wow, you can. Come on. Because there's coming a time when you're not going to be able to call on me. Seek me wow, I may be found. That word seek means to chase after. God is saying, chase after me wow, you can. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Run after me while you can.
I can call on the Lord anytime. No, you can't. I can chase after God anytime. No, you can't. Why you think the devil is putting all kind of things in your way so you won't call on the Lord? Why you think he's putting all kind of obstacles so you won't chase after him? We can chase after everything but Yahshua. If we want a drink, we'll chase after. If we want the opposite sex, we'll chase after. But we won't chase after Yahshua.
Lord, have mercy.
God said, you better watch what you're chasing after.
Because
if you can't save your soul,
Sometimes
we chasing after and they carry us straight to hell and we acting like we don't care, but God is saying, no, you don't care because you ain't been there yet. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that once you get in hell, you can't get out? Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And can't nobody pray you out.
Jesus.
But the Lord said, I came that you might have what? Life.
Life.
I didn't come for you to have death. I came for you to have life. I came so you could have life. And not only life, but that what? More abundantly. I came so that you can have the abundant life. Not just a life, but life with abundance to it.
Come on, preacher. That's right.
He didn't come so we could be broke, busted, and disgusted. That's the devil. God is saying, give the devil back his yoke. Come on here, somebody. Give the devil back his burden. Hallelujah. I'm going to quote about something.
Hallelujah.
And receive the life and the abundant life that I got for you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Child of God, we got to unify and come together like never before, because God is saying this is the hour. Amen. They don't want us to do it. Amen. But God said this is the best time, when the devil don't want you to do something, to do it. Because that's where the blessing is. We got to start seeing what we got amongst ourselves and start being a blessing to each other.
Yes, Lord.
We don't have to go outside each other. We can stay within each other. That's how we know we're going to be blessed by God, when we start blessing each other. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody thank him right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. How many know that Africa is siding with Russia?
Yep.
China is siding with Russia. And the Americans here are siding with Ukraine. But how many know we should side with our motherland?
Amen.
I want everybody that's under the sound of my voice to come in agreement that God will continue to bless Africa. Continue. If it's God's will, to strengthen Russia.
Yes.
Why are you praying for Russia? Because God is with them.
That's the year.
He's with them, child of God. He spoke it in my heart. He said, I am with them. So it's something that God see in Russia that he don't see in the United States. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-oh.
He said because they have bowed their knee to serve the devil through that homosexual spirit.
Come on,
of
man.
Sodom and Gomorrah. That spirit is running rampant. Come on here, somebody.
Jesus.
We're going to have to really pray for our children.
Yes.
I'm telling everybody online this morning, watch your children. Watch your children.
Yeah.
Then the enemy is after our children.
Yes, he is.
There's a whole lot of pedophiles, and they're not just on the street. They are in the White House. You know I don't care about God is saying, speak, boy, I'm with your mouth.
Come on now, bitch.
Old folks say it like this: your sins will find you out. I don't know if you ever heard that, but I have. It says your sins will find you out.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
How many know that God is looking and God is looking?
Yes.
Let's stand in prayer of agreement, saints, and let's just thank God right now. Hallelujah. Thank him for truth. Thank him for his word.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless God on today. And we thank him.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the anointing of God right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Man of God, while the anointing of God is still flowing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to turn it into the hands of our elder Andre.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Glory to God today. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. The man of God said our first line of defense is prayer. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Our first line of defense is worship. Hallelujah.
Hey!
So we need to lift up the name of God on today. Hallelujah. We need
yes,
to
Lord.
Worship his name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. Because the enemy can't fight our praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, I will worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember when Jesus got off the boat and the man with all the demons walked up and worshiped him? The demons
yeah.
him could not stop the worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Woo.
No matter
yes,
how many enemies are fighting you right now, hallelujah, they cannot stop your praise. And your praise, hallelujah, is going to be what frees you from the bondage of your enemy. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You got to praise him when you don't feel like praising him. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You got to shout when you don't feel like shouting. Glory to God.
Hey! Shout out my cool.
You know how he said, whatever you so desire when you pray, believe that you have received it and you shall have it.
You shall have it. Come on here, man of God. Hallelujah.
You got to believe you got it when you ain't got it. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You got to believe you free when you still in bondage. Glory to God.
Come on,
you got to believe what you delivered while you still in sin. Glory to God. You got to believe
yes.
you free while you still enslaved. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you got to believe you rich while you still broke. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why you got to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah, thank
Lord,
you.
Glory to God today. We thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. Black love.
Hallelujah.
Black pride. Hallelujah. Black
yes,
unity.
Lord.
Praise God.
Hey, God.
People say, well, why do you want to have pride? Hallelujah. In black. Praise God. Because we're the ones that have been lied to in the worship.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
See, they've been lied to too. They told them that they were superior. Amen. And they told us that we were inferior.
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, they've been lied too, but we got the worst end of the lie. Hallelujah.
Yes, you did.
We got to come back to this really list thing. It's been about 400 years. We've identified
wow.
the really lit spirit, but like the man of God said, it's up to us, amen, to come out, hallelujah, out from under the really lit spell.
Mmm.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
We wonder why it seems like the black woman is in charge. You have to know, amen, and our women should be adored. They are our queens, praise God, but they should not be worshipped.
Yes.
Glory to God. Only God should be worshipped.
Absolutely, man of God. Hallelujah.
Well, how did that happen? Like the man of God said, they took the biggest and strongest man. Hallelujah.
Mm.
They beat him, they tarred him, they feathered him, they tied their limbs to horses, amen, and then whipped the horses and had the horses tear their limbs from their body in front of their wives and their children.
Wow.
Praise God. Mm. Amen. And then from that point, the woman began to take control because she said, I don't want to see my man. I don't want to see my husband. I don't want to see my sons be treated in that way.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then they went further. Amen. Praise God. And it's still going. They call it, they got a name for it. They call it systemic racism.
Wow.
Hallelujah. That's still going on in the society today, amen, designed, praise God, to keep us, amen, to keep them thinking they're superior and to keep us thinking we're inferior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why do you think Jesus is white in all the pictures?
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So they can keep us programmed to think we're inferior. And they over there thinking, well, if Jesus is white, hallelujah, I must be superior.
Wow.
Glory to God, hallelujah. But somebody done lied to both of us. Glory to God.
You know what, Brother Andre? When I was little, I never thought Jesus was white. I told my mother he's black. A good white man would they hang on a tree. On a tree. My mother said I was crazy. I never thought he was white because I always thought he was black. Because, you know, in California, here they don't teach black history, but on the East Coast where I'm from, they call us black history. They don't teach that here. But in where I'm from, we learn black history. And I know, I read about all the black and what the black sample and what all they invented. Black people was the first one here on Earth.
Amen.
The only ones they have found were in Africa. Yeah. Did you know they got black Mexicans? They have black Mexicans, black Indians. They have black Chinese. They don't tell you, but I got a book. I ordered a book on it. I got to show it to Bishop. I ordered a book on it because I knew blacks were the first one here. I always felt that. And they was. They were the first one here on Earth. It wasn't what they call that man, the pilgrims and all that. It wasn't them. It was not the first people here. Blacks was the first one here on Earth. That's why I always knew God was black. I just not knew he wasn't no white man. Because I ain't never seen no white man hung on no tree. I only seen black people hung on trees. And we suffer what he suffered. The government tried to kill him. I put on Facebook, the government ain't for help us. Government out to kill him. They killed Joshua. They hung him, but he could have saved himself, but he saved us by laying his life down.
Amen. And just like back then, the church, like the man of God just got through saying, the church was in cahoots with the government.
Yep. They were.
The church brought Yahshua to the government.
Down there in Texas, all the church opened up and let people get the shot in California. They got all the churches open telling people to come and get their COVID shot. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of big churches down here, the big names. Because, it's a bunch of big names up here.
Number one, open up, come and get your COVID, free COVID shot. And now they got another booster shot out to what you need.
But what? Watch what I tell y'all. Watch what I tell y'all, family. People gonna start dropping dead just out of nowhere. Walking and drop dead.
I've seen that already in the spirit.
Rukura ba 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 sando. Some people gonna go to sleep and not wake up. Speak Holy Ghost. The God is saying, recover. And we covered by the blood. It's going to be like it was in Egypt, according to the word of God, according to what the word of God says, to where, amen, only those who are covered by the blood is going to be saved from the death angel. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And do you know that black is a symbol of holiness?
Yes, Lord. Yes, it is.
Black, look it up. Anything that is not black is abnormal. Anything that is not black is abnormal. Black is the symbol of holiness, and it is the symbol of power. That's why the enemy uses it.
Yep.
So when you look up holiness, black is the color that brings forth. Great property.
Y'all seen the black toothpaste, baby? Y'all seen the black toothpaste now?
Yeah.
They got the black toothpaste out now. Yeah. Remember, I don't know if y'all remember, but maybe Brother Andre, you know when they first opened the 31 flavors, all the ice cream was black?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yes, I can't. When we came here from Philadelphia, they had just opened 31 flavors, and it wasn't that flavor. It was called 31 flavors. They had 31 flavors. Mm. They all was black. The ice cream was black, but it all had strawberry taste. It had vanilla. It all had different flavors, but it was black. And when we came here, I was like, why is the ice cream white? How did you change the ice cream?
because it was all black. They had just opened it. We lived on Broad Avenue. They had just opened that 31 flavor. We were coming to California. Because they had all flavors. And all of them was black, but it all tasted different flavors.
Wow.
Wow.
So they done dyed everything. They done dyed everything white.
Remember they had black liquid before it was red. It was black.
Oh, yeah.
We used to buy it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They still got the black, too.
Yeah, but they didn't have the red then. When I was a kid, we had black liquid bottles. We didn't have red bottles. It was only black bottles. And they started changing from different flavors. Different colors and stuff.
Wow. So much has been done to us, family. You know, and that's why our mental capacity is so messed up, because we don't understand what then happened to us.
Yeah, Lord.
Can I read y'all something right quick?
Uh-huh.
Here it says, understanding division. And this comes from the Willie Lynch. He said, now this is Willie Lynch himself. This is the speech of Willie Lynch himself. He says, in my bag here, I have a foolproof method for controlling your black slaves. I don't know if y'all can hear me.
I hear you, Bishop.
I guarantee every one of you that if installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years.
Wow.
My method is simple. Any member of your family or your overseer can use it.
Any member.
I have outlined a number of differences. I have outlined a number of differences among the slaves and take the differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes. Fear, distrust, and that's what we got, and envy. We can't be happy when our brother and sister get blessed because we jealous and we want it for us. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Come on now.
We distrust each other, but we trust our enemy, but we don't trust us. Come on here, somebody.
Facts.
We're the only people that do that. Mexicans, they trust each other to the man. They every other race got it but us. And we're the only one that walks in fear of us. When we see each other, we don't know whether to embrace or run away from each other. Glory to God.
Wow, come on now. Come on.
It says, these messages work on my most modest plantation in the West Indies. Come on here, somebody. And this is where you run into the most hated, the West Indies.
Yeah.
And it will work throughout the South. Take this simple little list of differences and think about them. On top of my list is age, but it is there only because it starts with an age. So they make difference between the age, between the generations. And that's why we become so disrespectful to our elders. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Yep, that's so true.
We don't know how to honor those who have came before us and paved the way, glory to God.
Yes.
And then it says, the second is color or shade. There is intellect, size, sex, size of the plantation, status on the plantation, attitude of owners, whether the slaves live in the valley, on the hill, on the east, the west, the north, the south,
wow.
Have fine hair, coarse hair, or tall or short. Listen, we got to get over all this stuff that are put in our heads.
Yep.
At the end of the day, we all have what? A common enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on now.
We just got to get past all this, y'all. And we got to get a chance to talk amongst ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
Malcolm said something and it just stuck in my spirit what he said. Bless his soul. He said, we shouldn't invite nobody to our meeting until we first have a meeting amongst ourselves.
That's right. They do that.
We need to talk amongst us. And we need to get some usins that can get along. Come on here, somebody.
Come
on.
Come on,
bitch. The thing is not the meeting, but getting people that's on the same level. See, we got to get people who have the same spirit, who are like-minded like us.
So Willie Lynch was a British slave. He was a British slave owner.
Yeah, he was a British slave owner. They brought him. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Are y'all still hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
They brought in Willie Lynch because our ancestors kept running away and they couldn't keep him on the plantation.
Wow.
And because they didn't want them to rise up against them and kill them when they find out what they had done to them.
Wow.
They were so afraid of us and they said, well, we got to devise a system because if they find out what we've done to them, they're going to kill us. They're going to try to revolt. So this is where the Willie Lynch came in at. Concerning differences amongst ourselves. So the slave owner or the slave master, that's how he got slave master, because he was a master at dealing with our ancestors.
Because
They had studied us, so they knew how we were. They knew what made us tick. So if I didn't know what made us tick, they would consider what a slave master. The slave makers were those who came on horses when our ancestors tried to run away and would whoop them or slay them or kill them. Those were the slave makers. And the slave himself was just up, not knowing what to do.
Wow.
I want to thank God for setting us free, y'all.
Yes.
Ain't you glad that God set you free in your mind? Because that's where it first started in your mind. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Wow. So when you let them train you and you let them get in your head, you ain't no more good. Come on here, somebody. It's like the horse. Once you shoot a horse, or once a horse hurt his foot, he ain't no more good. Come on here, somebody.
No. That's why I don't like riding horses when they got the stage in the horse's mouth. So they put them in, they used to put them in the slave mouth. In the slave mouth.
To control them.
I said, I ain't riding that horse. That horse is an agony. And not say if I won't ride him. That horse is an agony. You got something in the mouth to pain.
Wow. But see how they took differences and see, that's how the slave master would talk to the house slave, and then he would tell the field slave, he would tell the house slave, don't trust the field slave.
But Bishop, how did the West Indians get to be our color?
Huh?
How did the West Indians get to be our color? So they act like they don't like us.
They don't like us because they got their Willie Lynch spirit all in them.
Yeah, because they act like they, you go in their store. That's where we be going, man. You be going to get that stuff over at that store, at the cash and carry. Those are West Indian people. I guess you got some that's European and some that's black. I don't know. But they act like they don't like them.
Yeah, because they've been brainwashed to the highest degree. They've been programmed to the highest degree.
And there's some Africans here that don't even like us.
Because they've been programmed.
Yeah.
Well, they, you know, some of them stole.
Mm-hmm.
They was in cahoots with the white man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
They think they better than us.
So
I was like, wow.
But see, that's what brought a curse on them. When they sold us, that's what brought a curse on them. And they still suffer behind them.
Yep. Because they don't even, they
didn't
even got control of Africa now.
Oh, Britain run that.
Yeah.
Great Britain run Africa. All the food that go there, she control that.
I was watching on YouTube last night about the black Mexicans. I was watching that last night. But you know, they push them off like in the woods of Mexico. They down in the woods of Mexico. They living like the people in Haiti living.
Wow.
Cause you know, people in Haiti, they speak Swahili.
Yeah.
The Haitians, they speak Swahili. Because it was a guy there, he's from Jamaica, so he speaks Swahili and he speaks Spanish, so he was speaking to them, and you know, they had to go way back there in the woods of Mexico. Wow, they grow their own food, they fish, they get their own fish out the river to cook and everything, because he asked the lady in Spanish, do they ever go to the city, he said not much, they probably don't allow them something. Oh, it's amazing. Ooh. It's amazing. I be catching on YouTube. It blows my mind. The black people are really suffering. They really been suffering, but they got to wake up because they study want to be divided against each other when they need to be coming together.
Amen.
That's the only way we're going to win this thing. We got to come together.
Unity.
Yep. They don't want
to mind.
It's mine and it's yours. No, you're supposed to.
This is ours.
That's why, bitch. When we first came to California, we came here December 22nd, 1969. Do you know all the liquor stores owned by blacks? Black people own all the liquor stores. They own it all the grocery stores. My brother used to work at McCoy's Market. You probably heard of McCoy's Market. It was turning Safeway, and my brother used to work there. And all of a sudden, you start seeing the black people losing their stores.
Wow.
And my father always say, never let a white man or Asian or Mexican buy a corner. They buy a corner. The corner house, they're going to buy the whole block.
The whole block.
Wow.
The whole block they're going to buy.
Man.
And I be telling my family, you guys like to shop at these Asian stores. Why you don't go to the black? They got black stores. I go to the black stores. I support the black stores.
Mm-hmm.
I found a store in Compton. It's called something health. It's Compton, it's a health store. They sell nothing but healthy food. All organic. All by black people. Mm-hmm. The time I found out what it is. They don't want to give them no credit. They don't want them to have nothing. But you don't find no stores here owned by blacks no more. Not because Compton used to be hub city, not for black people. Now the Mexicans that came and took over that. I barely see a black family if I go down a little further. Black people like they've given up. I don't understand. I'm a fight to the end. I said, that's why they tell them to turn in your weapons. I said, I'm not never going to turn in my weapons. I ain't never going to turn it into them. Never. Ain't getting nothing. My weapon won't stay where it's at. Sooner or later, when they come over here with it, they're going to call martial law. People don't believe it. People ask me, what is martial law? I say, how you don't know what martial law is? That's why I got to be fast with a lack of knowledge. We don't know nothing. We don't try to know nothing. I mean, when I first met you, Bishop, you said, search. Everything you told me, search. Everything I searched was true. Because you told him, you said, just don't really take my word, search it for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did. I searched it. Everything you talk about, I searched. And I found the truth. It's the truth. It lies over what you say.
Amen.
A lot of people say you just wolf talking. No, they better wake up. From, I just had a dream the other day. And God showed me them snatching kids. And here you say, pray for your kids.
Ooh, blah, 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 blah,
and I blah, just said, God just showed me that. They snatching kids.
Wow.
Kids is missing. It happened to be one of my grandkids, Deshaun, little baby. I said, if devil, you live a lot, you won't have us.
Yeah.
So I tell Deshaun, I said, watch the bay. I said, when you get out the car and the morning you bring the bay, let me come to you. Don't let her out come. I'm going to fight her. I'm going to fight her. You're going to go down messing with me. They call me a dear second, but I'm a real dear woman. They ain't gonna mess with my family.
Yeah.
So I told Deshaun to let me come get the baby, just don't get out the car with them. But they don't pay attention to what's around them. I watch everything.
Amen.
That's why I had the owner. He don't know. He's saying I'm having them put cameras on the building just to watch the homies. No, I'm not trying to have you put cameras to watch the homies. I'm watching other things.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about the homeless people. I'm worried about the ones that ain't homeless.
That part.
That's why I watch it. My phone tell me everything that's going down. My phone tells me.
Amen. I thank God for being able to share the truth, family, with y'all. Because
I thank God for that too, Vic.
It's only the truth that's gonna make us free. It's only the truth that's gonna make us strong.
Yes.
And everybody can't handle the truth. Amen. That's why everybody wants the truth, but everybody can't handle the truth because if you've been programmed. And you done plugged into the system. 9 times out of 10, you ain't gonna wanna know the real truth about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
God has to choose the God.
Well, do God take your sleep from you, Bishop, when he wants you to pray more on?
Yeah, he'll do it. Or either that's something that he wanna show you or reveal to you.
Okay. Cause lately I've been doing a lot of praying. I sleep, but I don't see you waking me up at the same time, and I start
praying. Also, when something is getting ready to hit, God won't allow us to sleep, because we got to be awake.
That must be what it is, then. Yeah.
Because I've been feeling in my spirit, God is saying, I'm getting y'all ready, so y'all won't be alarmed. See, God ain't gonna let nothing sneak up on us. Come on here, somebody.
Come on,
God is
not
gonna let nothing sneak up on his elect. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Lord. I know it's you. I know it's you.
A warning come before destruction. God says, I will warn you to let you know what's coming before that destruction hits.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And so I'm thanking Yahshua this morning. This is a special word. This is, I feel like everybody that's online right now is on here because you've been chosen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You ain't just on here because you want to be on here. Now God chose you to be on here.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because he's getting you ready.
Thank you.
This war with Ukraine, a lot of people going to be, they're going to be tricked.
Wow.
Because they're not looking at the will of God. They're just looking at it in the flesh. But you got to look at the will.
And the spirit, yep.
Of God.
Yes.
That's why Yahshua said, let your will be done.
Yes.
Right there.
In earth.
As it is in heaven.
Let me share this revelation with y'all. It blessed my socks off. I'm walking in.
Come on now.
When the Lord said, let your will be done in earth, guess what we were talking about? Not just the earth we live in, but us. We are the earth. We come from the dust of the ground. God created man from the word dust of the ground.
Yes, sir.
So we are the earth.
Yes.
That's why wherever we walk, we're going to affect. Wherever we are, we're going to affect the why, because we are the earth. And the will of God is in us. Come on here, somebody. Okay, Lord. He said, take them here. Are y'all ready for this? He has put this treasure in what? Earthen vessels. Oh, y'all didn't catch that right there. He said he has put this treasure in what? Earthen vessels. That the power may be of God and not of us. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Let your will be done in earth as it is what? In heaven. So we have the power, y'all, to release heaven.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So the treasure is the will of God. Come on here, somebody. The treasure is the word, the will of the living God is in us. But he hid it. Come on here, somebody. But he calls it what? A treasure. And God is saying, you have the power to release my will in the earth. That's already done in you. So before these years out, we have the power to release heaven on earth. Come on here, somebody. Are you catching that, Elder?
Amen.
So he say he has hid, he has put this treasure what? In earthen vessels. So the enemy don't know where the treasure is until we speak the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Come on here, somebody. We got a treasure in us. That's why God is saying for us to come together. Because we got a treasure that's hidden on the inside of us. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, man.
Yes, Lord. Tell somebody right quickly, and we're going to wrap it up. Tell somebody, say, I got a treasure inside of me.
I got a treasure inside of me.
Hallelujah. And God put it there.
God put it there.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm praying for everyone. This has been such a blessed service.
Yes, sir.
Also, anyone that God is placing on your heart to sow a seed, amen. I want to encourage you to sow your seed and be obedient to the Spirit of God. Amen. Bless this fellowship, because you will receive a definitely an apostle's reward. But also, this is rich ground.
Amen.
This is rich ground.
Amen.
And God has blessed me to have a heart totally toward him. Amen. So I will be in agreement with whatever word that God has spoken over your life. Amen. And we are on assignment to do big things for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Because it's all about the kingdom.
Yes, it is.
And the kingdom of God stuff is violent, and the violent what? Take it by force. So we're in the right frame of mind. And then God is saying, yeah, you got to be in the right frame of mind to be ready to take back what rightfully belongs to you. How many know that you ain't stealing if you take what's yours? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You're only
Amen.
Stealing when you take what don't belong to you. But if I take back what belongs to me, that's called restitution.
Amen.
That's called restoration. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And so we bless the name of God. We thank God. Amen. God love us. He'll forgive us. So, amen. We love those who obey God. Amen. I'm going to turn back into the hands of our brother Andre. Amen. Brother Andre.
Amen. 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 We bless God on today. We have certainly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody, amen, we will be back online next week. Amen. Same time, same channel, amen. 10 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Hallelujah. Central Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Standard Time. Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. We thank God for each and every one of you out there. Amen. That call in. Each and every one of you that have tuned in. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio. We have certainly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. It's time for us to show love. Amen. Show pride. Amen. And show unity. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time for us to come together. Hallelujah, and educate, hallelujah, one another, praise God. The Bible says my people perish. Hallelujah, we perish for two reasons, according to Jesus, hallelujah. One, we don't have no vision, hallelujah, amen. And two, we don't have the knowledge.
Wow.
Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And the only reason we don't have a vision is because we don't have the knowledge. We don't have the knowledge of who we are, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Malcolm X wasn't that far off when he said we've been hoodwinked, we've been bamboozled. Hallelujah, we have been lied to, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for what God is doing within the ministry. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the education, the knowledge, amen. Amen. That God is releasing into our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And once again, amen, if you want information on how you can get in contact with the ministry, those of you, amen, that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, the information is on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Feel free, hallelujah, to contact us. Amen. Praise God. It will be a blessing to hear from you. Amen. And we can give you more information. Amen. On Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah. Ministries. We've had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Bringing forth the word. Hallelujah. As God gave it to him on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are in warfare. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you got to make sure you got your prayer life together. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said your spirit. He said your mind. Hallelujah. He said your body. Praise God. Hallelujah. They all got to be in line together. Hallelujah. For the war. Amen. That's coming up. Praise God. So we thank God on today. Amen. For the man of God bringing forth the word, being obedient to what God told him to do. Hallelujah. On today, we thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody that has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be online tomorrow morning. Praise God. With Bishop Matt Page will be online with Living in Purpose. I'm sorry, Living in Expectation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then we'll be online tomorrow night. Amen. Where we got that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Friday, of course, we have the Salt of the Earth with Sister Alexandra. Praise God. And we will be back here on Out of the Mouth of God next week. Same time, same channel. We invite you. Hallelujah. Amen. To tune into the Care Network and be blessed. Hallelujah, with a word from the Lord. I'm going to turn it over to the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah, so he can give us a prayer and a benediction on today. It's back in your hands, man of God. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. Thank you. Peace and blessings to you. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise for your word. We thank you for what you have spoken. Thank you, Lord, for what you put in our hearts, oh God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to just continue, Lord God, to increase us, God, as we come together, Lord, in unity, Lord, as we come together in power, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you and we give you praise for your love, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy is a defeated foe under our feet, oh God. Thank you for exposing him. Thank you, God, for giving us revelation knowledge, oh God. to be able to walk in love, to walk in power, to walk in unity, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We need this, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for bringing it together. You said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth. But we thank you, Lord, for another life-changing word. God, we thank you, Lord. Make our unity so tight, God, that no devil or demon will be able to come in and infiltrate, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the truth. You said that the truth would make us free. We thank you, Lord, that we're not only free, but we're free indeed, oh God. And we give you the praise and the glory. Lord, thank you for those who you put in their heart to sow into this fellowship, Lord, that it may grow and grow and grow. Thank you for increase, Lord God. We thank you for all things, and we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God on today. We will see everybody next week, same time, same channel. Praise God. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your
line unmuted.
With God to manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And I'm going to leave you with that. Beware. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you got to beware.
Praise God. Gotta watch what these people be feeding you. You know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
Beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you.
Don't let them get to you. Just remember what the word says.
Hey, what that word say? I hit them with that word play.
Never seen the righteous ones they can.
I can't say that this the realest thing I ever wrote, but this'll probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke. Low-key, jump and fly while you shading folks. I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plan. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Every started off, slow down on the truth is no demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan. I won't deviate. I just want to be successful. I'm on my Drake.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
I hit them with that word play.
Never seen the righteous but they
can.
All these seeds have to dig and break.
I'm destined to be a star. I'm Abraham's kid. I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shielding. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The black prince of preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
I hit them with that word play.
Never seen the righteous but they can.
Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word says.
Hey, what that word say. I hit them with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Honey
seeds have to beg for bread.